Elton Anderson, Roll On Train, 1958. That came out on the Vin label, V-I-N. It came out first as a 78 and 45 then, but on that Vin label, and probably didn't get a lot of airplay, but didn't chart anywhere. But boy, what a good sound that was. Elton Anderson. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm going to play a lot of stuff today that's blues, R&B, but there's a mixture of other things too, but a lot of blues and R&B, and that's a good one to get us started with, Elton Anderson. And we're going to keep it right on going right now. We've got Nancy Lee going to get us started from 1957, and then if you buy this record on the Fraternity Dot or Sage label, you'll find it saying Jackie Shannon. Well, this is Jackie D. Shannon, but it's Jackie Shannon and the Cajuns, along with Rusty York, I believe it was, in this group. And we'll hear from her, and then Brenda Holloway out of Motown. So here we go right now. Nancy Lee and Meet Me at the Crossroads.
When you know those dreams show me was just another lie. Bayo, 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 bayo.
Walk away now. Now. What are you gonna say to your friends when the talk around town begins? Will you tell them how you treated me bad? Will you tell them how you made me so sad? 'Cause you make some people think that you love me a lot, but they just don't know you. And what they see isn't what you've lied, and they don't know how much I've cried. You're a real Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You can go.
You don't have a place.
You put your head on my shoulder to cry, and then you turn around and tell me a lie, and I just can't take it. I've gotta make it now. What are you gonna do when I'm gone? What are you gonna do when I'm gone? What are you gonna do when I'm gone? What are you gonna do?
Brenda Holloway, 1965. A little song called When I'm Gone. That came out on the Tamla label out of Motown. That went up to number 25 on the pop charts, number 12 on the R&B charts. And Smokey Robinson wrote that song. Brenda Holloway later on did some backup singing with Joe Cocker in her career and had some really nice sounds coming out of Motown. Jackie Shannon, a.k.a. Jackie D. Shannon, but this is Jackie Shannon and the Cajuns. Just Another Lie came out in 1959. I believe it came out on the Fraternity label first, then the Dot, then the Sage label. And so three times, but it never charted nationally anyway. It could have got some airplay locally somewhere. But real good sound by her. Brenda Lee did that song later on, and out of Louisiana, a lady by the name of Linda Brannon did it on the Ram label, which Ram had a lot of good stuff. Margaret Lewis did a lot of stuff on there. But Linda Brannon did a version of this. I think she may have done the first version, but I'm not totally sure. And Nancy Lee before that, 1957, on the Acme label, Meet Me at the Crossroads. All right, let's keep going. We got Memphis Slim coming up, then Johnny Winter, and then Ruth Brown. So let's go right now, Memphis Slim. I think this is 1947 recording, and this is a little song called Rockin' in the House.
Calling your mama, you know she feels for me.
set up my table, anything you think I like. My baby's in town and we're gonna rock tonight.
Bye-bye, young If things get better, I'll be back one day. Had a young man used to call me honey till he spent up all my money. Now he's gone and left me feeling blue. Young men used to keep me guessing, but now I've learned my lesson. Leave it now, that's the thing to do. So long, young men, I've gotta go. So long, young men, I've gotta go. So long, can't stay with you no more. Young men, hey now, don't you cry. Young men, hey now, don't you cry. Young men, I just gotta say bye-bye. Oh, I can't eat, can't sleep at night. I almost lost my appetite. I know better, I'm moving on down the line. Going back home while I'm still able. Sit right down at my mama's table for these young men. Make me lose my mind. Bye-bye, young men, I'm on my way. Bye-bye, young men, I'm on my way. If things get better, I'll be back someday. Bye-bye, young men, I'm on my way. Bye-bye, young men, I'm on my way. If things get better, I'll be back someday.
Ruth Brown, 1955, Bye Bye Young Men, number 13 on the R&B charts that year for Ruth, recorded on the Atlantic label, and she was given, Atlantic was called the house that Ruth built. If that sounds familiar, you remember that Yankee Stadium was called the house that Ruth built, being Babe Ruth. But this was a play on that, and Ruth did a lot for the Atlantic label when they first got started, and that's why they gave Atlantic that name, Ruth Brown. Johnny Winter before that, 1984, out of an LP called Guitar Slinger, and that's a song called It's My Life. And then before that, Memphis Slim out of 1947 on the Miracle label, it was a 78, Rockin' the House. Good sound by Memphis Slim. Okay, let's keep going. We got Bill Haley coming up. And then we got Bo Diddley with an unreleased song. And then Bobby Blue Bland, one of my favorite soul singers, Bobby Blue Bland. So let's go right now with Bill Haley and Skinny Minnie.
That's all. Yeah. you hide. Skinny Minnie, she ain't skinny. She's tall, that's all. And she's double king size, tree top tall. And she's a long drink on a mountain.
Just read my mind, then you'd know just how I feel. Oh, it ain't easy loving you so much when I know your love is not real. You'd see me just to leave my mind. You think that everything is all right just because you see me smile. Oh, if you could look into the future, you'd see me counting every mile. you'd see me moving. Oh, oh, down the line, if you could just read my mind. Why don't you come on and read my mind, baby? You don't need a book to read my mind, no, no. Ooh, just read my mind.
Bobby Blue Bland, If You Could Read My Mind. 1972 is when that came out on the 45, although the song itself was recorded in 1966. But 6 years, but it's well worth waiting on. Real good sound. Bobby Blue Bland, one of my favorites. Bo Diddley before that, 1958, a little song called Blues Blues, an unreleased song, but finally came out on a CD later on, and well worth waiting on that one, too. And Bill Haley, Skinny Minnie, 1958, went to number 22 on the pop charts for Bill that year. Okay, we got Maxine Brown going to get us started, then Johnny Scoggins, and then Danny Brown. So here we go right now, Maxine Brown from 1963.
Ooh. Since I found you, baby.
Ooh, since I found you.
Since I found you.
Ooh, since I found you.
Since I found you, baby.
Ooh, since I found you.
My life has changed.
Yes, it has. Oh, yeah.
Since I found you.
Ooh, since I found you.
There's no more dark clouds hanging over my head. No tossing and turning no more in my bed. And no more tears, oh no, do I have to shed. You know why? My life has changed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Since I found you.
Ooh,
oh, since I found you, baby.
Ooh,
I get up in the morning, all I have is a smile on my face.
I
seem to be in love, oh yes I am, with the whole human race. And in my heart, oh yes, there's no empty space. You know why? My life has changed. Since I found you.
Ooh, since I found you.
I used to sit around most every day with nothing to do. All I would do was just pass that old time away. Oh, yes, I would. And then I'd watch. I said I'd watch that old clock on the wall. Oh, oh, yeah. But now I've lost those skies of gray, and now the sun shines every day. Oh, since I found you.
Since I found you,
since I found you, baby.
Tell me that my love for you is right. To talk to me, baby, let me know your love, no mind. It don't make me feel like I was just wasting time. Yeah. Well, I talk to me, baby, let me know your love is true. up, but when you hold on my hand, I never hear you tell me I'm your lover, man. So talk to me, baby, let me know what this is, where I stand. Well, if you be my baby, then baby, I'll be your man.
Brown, Standing on the Corner, 1962. That came out on the label called the Earth Label. If you find a nice, nice copy of that, you're going to pay around $100 for it. But look out there and see if you can find that thing at a yard sale somewhere if you like that sound. Good sound by Danny Brown. Johnny Scoggins before that, 1959 on the Fraternity Label. And a song called Talk to Me, Baby. It came out as a promo only. Never made regular sale copies, but it runs around $300 to $400 if you find a promo copy of that one by Johnny Scoggins. Talk to Me, Baby, Fraternity Label. And Maxine Brown before that, 1963, as a song called Since I Found You. And it came on the One Label, a song written by Ed Townsend. You might remember Ed from a song he had, big hit, For Your Love. And it's reported that this song had Dee Dee Warwick and Sissy Houston doing the backup vocals on that one. And they did a lot of backup work for people, so they probably did. If you flip this one over, you get a song that went up to number 99 on the pop charts, Coming Back to You. Maxine Brown, really nice sound by her. You might remember her song she did called All in My Mind. Okay, let's keep going. We've got Eddie Taylor going to get us started, then Barbara Lewis, and then Barrett Strong. But right now we got Eddie Taylor, from 1959 on that VJ label, Bad Boy.
I'm just a bad boy, long, long ways from home. I'm just a bad boy, long, long ways from home. Well, I ain't got nobody I can call my own. I'm just a bad boy in your town alone. I'm just a bad boy.
My heart went do-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- because believe it or not, all the things I've got don't matter if I can't have you. People look at me, I don't wonder why I'm so blue. They think I've got everything a young man needs, but I need your good loving, did I do? I got a big fine yacht that I can sail on the sea, but nothing I've got means anything to me without you, baby. Yeah, I don't need baby. Things I've got don't matter if I can't have you.
Strong. You remember him when he did his song Money, That's What I Want. This is a song called Believe It or Not. And, you know, I couldn't find out a lot of information about this. I came across this as an MP3 on some stuff I had, and I liked it, and I thought I'd play it on a show one day, and I finally did, Believe It or Not. So I wish I knew more about it. I'm not sure if it was ever released or not, but good sound by him, Barrett Strong. Barbara Lewis before that, 1962 on the Atlantic label, My Heart Went Do-Dot-Die. And good sound by her. But, of course, Barbara has some fantastic music over the years. Left a lot of good, good sounds from her. And this one got some airplay here in Birmingham, and I believe along the coast of Florida, when all our group would head down to Panama City. And then Eddie Taylor before that, 1955 on the VJ label, Bad Boy. And, boy, you can't beat that one. That's a good one there. Okay, we got our double play of the day coming up next, and but we're going to get it started with a guy here from Birmingham, Baker Knight. 1963 song by him, and then we're going to do another guy who's from Alabama, although not Birmingham, but up around the Muscle Shoals area, Arthur Alexander, and going to play two by him today. But right now we got Baker Knight, 1963 on the Challenge label, a little song called My Memories of You.
I got out my pencil and I started to write things down. It was my very first professional song, and it didn't take it very long before the record was playing on every jukebox in town. Now every time I hear the record play, I wanna run away, 'cause it just keeps making me blue. Ain't it funny how people are dancing to my memories of you? I wrote about the way that I feel and the love that I could never conceal, but I just couldn't keep you, though I tried everything that I knew. I put to music every tear that I cried, and the way that I've been hurting inside, and every word in the song to the story of my love for you. Now every time I hear the record play, I wanna run away, 'cause it just keeps making me blue. Ain't it funny how people are dancing to my memory? Every time I hear the record play, I wanna run away, 'cause it just keeps making me blue. Ain't it funny how people are dancing to my memories of you? Ain't it funny how people are dancing to my memories of you?
My name, just call me lonely, and my past, just say it's bad. But the story I'm about to tell you may sound a little sad. Well, I've never had nothing, all I ever owned was me. I was about to lose myself, then I met Mary. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Darling, don't you cry for me, 'cause I was only gonna make you lonely, lonely just like me. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Oh, my darling, now can't you see? To say goodbye, I'll understand it and walk away from me. But my darling, she wouldn't listen. She said, boy, you shut your mouth. If two people really love each other, they should try and work it out. So I listened to my Mary, my life was filled with glee. But one night at a party, some bad luck came to me. There was a guy messing with my Mary, and I begged him to let her be. All I could hear was my Mary crying, because he placed his knife in me. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Darling, don't you cry for me, 'cause I will only make you lonely, lonely just like me. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Oh, my darling, now can't you see? Just say goodbye, I'll understand it, away from me. Just say goodbye, I'll understand it, and walk away from me. Thank you.
Arthur Alexander, man, not appreciated enough, I think. A lot of people know him, a lot of people have his stuff, but I think he should be, more about him should be known, and people should really appreciate the great, great music he left us. 1962, this was a song called I Hang My Head and Cry. You flip it over, you get Anna Go to Him, which went up to number 68 on the pop charts, number 10 on the R&B. And a song that also the Beatles covered, Anna Go to Him. But this was I Hang My Head and Cry, a really nice sound by him. And Arthur Alexander before that, being our double play of the day, a little LP release out of 1993, Lonely Just Like Me. And then Baker Knight before that, 1963, My Memories of You. And Baker never really had a hit, but got a lot of local airplay, being from Birmingham, and had probably one of the early, if not the first, really rock and roll bands here in Birmingham, Baker Knight and the Nightmares. And went out to L.A. and wound up writing songs for a lot of people, including Ricky Nelson, who had hit after hit. I think Baker wound up writing about 19 or 20 songs for the guy, and had they all a lot of them charted. So good stuff by Baker Knight. All right, it's almost time to go. Let's get one more chart, one more section in here. Let's do Barbara Lynn, going to get us started, and then the Sharps, and then Eddie Bowe on the Chess label. So let's do right now. We got Barbara Lynn with It's Better to Have It.
Have a lip, other end. I've been trying to date you since school began. On Monday in class I tried to catch your eye, but you turned up your nose and passed me by. Oh, oh, oh. Your mama said, son, she's out on a date. Oh, oh, oh. For Friday night, and I just can't wait. I'm as happy as I can be, 'cause I know you're the little girl for me. Oh, oh, oh. And the bop. Oh, oh.
Eddie Bow, oh, oh, 1958, came out on the Chess label that year for him. And never any major hits by Eddie, but good sound by him. And, of course, being there in the Chess, chances are he probably backed up some people back in the day there at the Chess. Wouldn't you like to have been in Chess studios in the late 50s and being there when they were recording all kind of people that come in through there, those great, great harmonica players and guitar players, the piano work we always hear out of Chess. Good sound, Eddie Bow. Sharps before that, 1958. And is that not one of the fun songs of all time? That's just a fun song to listen to. One thing about music now myself, if it's a fun song, I like it. I really like songs that just, you know, have a lot of fun to them. Even the Heartbreakers can be good fun songs, but that one's a fun one there. Lee Hazelwood wrote that song. And boy, Lee was everywhere back in the day also. I don't think he gets enough credit for some of the stuff he did over the years. That came out on the Jamie label, and Dwayne Eddy playing guitar on that one. And, of course, Dwayne was on the Jamie label himself, but that's the Sharps. Have Love, Will Travel. Great song, great sound by them. And Barbara Lynn, the writer of this song, and she did it, and it's called It's Better to Have It. And she was her own guitar player. She played guitar herself and wrote a lot of her songs, and did some really nice sounds. That went to number 95 in 1965 on the pop charts, but made it to number 26 on the R&B charts. And it also was on the Jamie label. Barbara Lynn. Okay, we got to go. I've had a lot of fun. This has played a lot of heavy dose of R&B and soul today. I mean, blues and everything else. So hope you enjoyed all that. And we got to get out of here now, though. Thanks for joining us on BRC Radio. And we're going to get out of here. We play an instrumental on my show when we leave. And this is a group called Impala. And they're out of Memphis. And they came out in the 90s. And this is off a CD or LP they did called El Rancho Reverbo. El Rancho Reverbo. And this is a little song called Derailed. Hope you enjoy it. And hope to see you and catch you next time on BRC Radio.